The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 226, The Chase is On.
Lister? Are you sure, Lenora?
Not a doubt in my mind. That was Lister. Look up ahead at the transport ship. He just got on it.
Is there any way we can stop him?
Georgia, emergency transmission.
Go ahead, Java.
Contact Titan Control and tell them that a high target fugitive is attempting to flee in a small shuttlecraft. It appears to have the tail number 714. Stop at all cost.
Please stand by.
I hope they can stop him in time.
If he manages to take off, I doubt we can get airborne in time to give chase.
Nate, we've spotted Lister. Georgia is contacting Control to try and stop him.
I copied your transmission. She's awaiting a response from Control. Do you want us to prep the ship for flight?
Negative. Send a message to the team on Titan 3 to be on the lookout for a possible landing by Lister.
Will do.
Control has been notified. There has been no clearance granted to anyone for a departure.
Thank you. There's no way we can catch him. Titan 3 is the only place he can go to in that small shuttlecraft.
Lenora, is there any chance he could be headed for another city on this planet?
It's possible. But remember that Titan 4 is a tidal planet that consists mostly of water, so habitable areas are sparse.
Titan Control should be able to track them even if their transponder is turned off. They can initially track them with radar.
Whatever the case may be, we should know soon enough. In the meantime, there's others we're tracking.
Yes, my guess is that Haneke is still here. He'll need an adequate medical facility to remove that circuit panel.
Then perhaps we need to search any facility here that could provide what he needs.
It's obvious that he won't use the main hospital. At least that's how I see it.
I would agree with you. That's too high profile for something like that. I think we're looking for a smaller facility.
Or no facility at all.
What exactly do you mean?
This place is full of ex-Rage members. I'm sure that somewhere there are some medical people. There's probably a whole underground network of ex-Rage members taking care of each other.
That's a good point. Lenora, you were here as a Rage member once. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Agent Slain is right. There's quite an underground network here for former Rage members. I know some people who might be able to help.
Well, that's a good start.
Speak for Joffre.
Go ahead.
Titan Control just reported that the shuttle took off without clearance and appears to be headed for orbit.
Thank you. We're going to regroup back at the ship. We'll make plans from there.
Roger that.
With as many people as we have here, I think it would be advantageous to split up into at least three groups.
I agree. Lenora, when we get back to the ship, I'll have Georgia call up any town maps that are on file. We'll highlight possible locations and then pair up for a searching. Let's move out.
I was right. Bishop brought him straight to his office.
I need to go in and get a feel for this Korski guy.
I don't think you should act like Bishop knows about you in front of Korski. I'd let him do that.
Oh, it will strictly be business only. Unless Bishop says something, or if Korski mentions anything about Hank or Scarlet.
All right, your wire looks good. Remember, don't press him for information. Just give him the report and some friendly chit-chat, and if he opens the door to conversation...
I'll walk right in.
Good luck.
I need to present the Colonel with our findings. I'm from the GSA.
One moment, sir. So the GSA is here to see you?
Send him in.
Go right on in.
Thank you. Colonel Bishop, I'm glad you could see me. Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting something important.
Not at all, Sam. This is Colonel Korski. He's reporting here for duty.
Colonel?
Sir.
I just wanted to drop by my preliminary report to you. Everything looks good, pending that gutter work we talked about.
Yeah, I've made arrangements to have those worked on. How is the park area?
Tip-top shape. In fact, Wayne and I had a picnic lunch there. It was delightful.
Really? What did you have?
A bucket of chicken.
A bucket of chicken, you say? Well, what did Wayne have?
Wait. You didn't eat a whole bucket of chicken by yourself, did you?
No. My partner Wayne was there. He watched and ate a sandwich while I ate the bucket.
Now, you sound like old Colonel Bishop here. And pack away some food before.
Yeah, I had lunch with the good colonel here one day. We were talking about entering that big hot dog eating contest up north.
Yeah, well, they probably wouldn't have enough on hand for us to finish the contest. Well, thanks for dropping these reports off in person. Are you finished here now?
I think we've completed the inspection of facilities under your supervision, but we still have quite a few to do here on post. Well, maybe we can meet for lunch again before I leave.
I'd like that. Just call my office before you leave Sam Houston.
Sure. And Colonel Korski, it was nice to meet you. You're most welcome to join us.
You know, I might just take you up on that, Sam.
Well, duty calls.
That was interesting.
Did you catch all of that?
Loud and clear.
Did you catch his mistake?
You mean Sam Houston?
Yeah, it's Joint Base San Antonio. That was a careless mistake. I might be able to use that against him. Tell him he needs to be careful and get names right, especially if he's supposed to be a full bird.
I imagine among the older soldiers, not calling it Sam Houston is hard to do. But I think it'll at least give you an opening to go back to him hunkin' to hunkin'.
At least he sounded open to a lunch that would include Korski. In the meantime, I think there's another full bird we need to see.
Sam, my lunch hasn't even had a chance to be digested.
Yeah, too bad you were born with only one stomach.
Hey, Kate, what you got?
It worked. I convinced Joe that his buddy flipped on him.
Outstanding. Good work. So is he singing like a canary?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Now, what exactly does that mean?
A lot of what he's saying we already know. He's just verifying a lot of information. I did find out that it was Bishop who ordered the attack on you and Pappy. I guess he felt you two were getting too close.
Yeah, that hidden camera did the trick for them. Well, we know that Bishop is the highest rooster in the chicken coop now.
And Sam was right. These other two are nothing but hired muscle. They probably don't know anything about the big picture. Now, if Bishop or Korski try to contact them, they'll know that we're onto them.
That might put a little bit of pressure on them, and that's when people usually make mistakes.
Somebody make a mistake?
No, sis. We were just saying that once Bishop and Korski learned that they're two goons, have been arrested, they might make a mistake.
Well, we need them to do something. I'm getting tired of chasing dead ends.
The problem is, we're investigating a fake identity. We need to find out who Korski really is.
Now listen, was there any attempt to change your identity when you first started with Hank?
No, I had no idea what he was up to. Let's just say that what I was told wasn't even close to what his mission was. Korski must know what the end game is, or he wouldn't have fabricated this whole elaborate background story.
They did take some time to build this identity. I'm not sure why they stopped at 1997.
They probably didn't think anyone would be digging back that far.
Well, if we ever get that familiar DNA search done, we might luck out and find a biological relative.
At this point, I think it's all wishful thinking on our part.
Why do you say that?
You guys have only been dealing with this for a couple of weeks. I've been fighting it for years. You can only run into a dead end so many times before you start losing hope.
Are you that far, Scarlet?
Not quite. But I'm getting pretty close.
Well, don't give up, because we're getting close. We know that Bishop is a Hongan, and that Korsky's roots lie in Eastern Europe. We know that the two who jumped me and Pappy are Hongans, and one has started singing like a canary.
I guess there is progress, but I can't believe there was not enough evidence to reconvene an Article 32 investigation. Someone is pulling strings somewhere.
I agree with you 100%. I don't think Bishop is the brains behind this operation. He doesn't have the clout needed to assign Korsky to Joint Base San Antonio. Sorry, Jim.
That's okay. You know, when you say, all I hear is Fort Eustis or Fort Sam, whatever, but I'm in agreement with you. There's more than one person involved in issuing PCS orders. Each branch has an AO, or a assignment officer. Each service member fills out what we call a dream sheet.
A dream sheet, huh? Sounds like something you fill out to make yourself feel better. Then the Army sends you where they wanted you to go anyway.
Oh, yeah, well, that's why we call it a dream sheet. Anyways, you work with your AO, and then HRC will issue an RFO for officers up to 05, which is what Korsky is.
Then you BYOB and celebrate. Do you think you can squeeze in any more abbreviations or acronyms, Jim?
Well, I could, but we're in mixed company. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is that there are many moving parts in getting a PCS order issued.
So, who is the person you mentioned that works with you to fill out your dream sheet?
Your AO. He or she has your records and determines what assignments would be best for your career and advancement.
Well, then it sounds like we need to find out who his AO is.
Yeah, that sounds like a job for Thornton. He has more contacts in the DOD than I do. I'll get a hold of him and see what he can find out.
If he can't find out anything useful, I think I need to go to Fort Sam myself and confront him. That might shake him up a bit.
You know, at this point, that might not be such a bad idea.
So what's the plan now?
We need to check the comms and see if there's any news from Jaffra.
Maybe they've captured Lister and Hanneke. And we can take a vacation.
In this crow hole? Are you serious?
If you'd seen some of the places we've vacationed at, you wouldn't need to ask that question.
Oh yeah, like that desert city in the Omega system.
Exactly. I walked off the ship and immediately felt like I needed a vaccination against something. I don't know what, but something.
Oh, thanks, Marco. I'd almost gotten that nightmare out of my mind.
I hope we brought some refreshments with us.
Right here, mate. Not exactly a 4X, but it'll do.
Sparkle water. Well, I hope it's a good year. Gabby?
I'm good, thanks. We got something from Jaffra.
What's he saying? Come on back, the party's over.
More like it's just getting started. It appears that Lenora spotted Lister getting onto a shuttlecraft. It departed without clearance and headed for orbit.
Well, there you go. They're bringing the party to us. Where do you think they'll go?
First of all, we're making an assumption that they are headed here to Titan III. Is there any other system within a reasonable distance?
It would have to be the place that wasn't hostile to Rage.
Give me a minute. I'll check the navigation chart here.
Have you had a chance to go through the ordnance on board?
Yeah, we've got a typical squad load out there. One SOAR, one shoulder-mounted rocket launcher, 8 automatic rifles, and 4 M19s. Looks like plenty of ammo too.
They must have thought we were going to start a war or something.
All right, I've checked the charts. If they're using a shuttlecraft, just getting here will be a stretch. I don't see any other place they can go.
How about another location on Titan IV?
Well, seeing how Titan IV is a tidal planet, any livable surface area is limited.
And areas that are in those zones are mostly water. The scattering of islands are extremely primitive. If these areas have the same animal population as Titan City and the Great Swamp, no one could live there.
So it's a good bet that he's on his way. I reckon we should put a plan together.
You reckon? Then we need to look at possible landing sites. I reckon this small site just outside of town would do nicely. It provides a great deal of privacy, plus it's not far from town.
You sound familiar with the place?
There were 3 groups of us here when we went after Lister and Wi-Fi. One group landed right here. They were able to take a vehicle and travel east along the river and cross here. It leads right to the mercenary camp.
Well, from what you told me, that's a daylight run for sure. Do it at night and you become something supper.
Been there? Almost did that. Most of them sleep during the day in the heavy jungle, but feed along the river at night.
And you jumped into the river at night and swam to shore?
No worries, Marco. They obviously don't eat their own kind.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how much you're laughing when you come face to face with one of them.
As long as you're with us, Gabby. No worries.
Georgia, I need a map of Greater Titan City.
Searching. Map located. Where would you like it projected?
On the plotting table. We can all gather around it.
Map displayed.
Georgia, is there a legend to this map?
Yes, there is. What is your area of interest?
Let's start with medical facilities. Please highlight.
Medical facilities will appear red.
There are more here than I anticipated.
They're pretty much scattered throughout the city.
Let's start identifying major hospitals. I know we have ruled them out as too obvious, but look for ones that might have surgical capabilities.
Georgia, please highlight major hospitals in purple.
There are 3 major hospitals in the city. All 3 have surgical capabilities.
This one in the center looks to be the largest. You really think there's an ex-range general would just walk into a major city hospital and say, "Hey, could you use your facility to take this out of our former leader's head?"
As we have already discussed, I think the answer is pretty obvious. We can indeed check these hospitals out, even though I doubt they would come here.
Georgia, what are these other facilities?
Highlighted in green are the walk-in emergency facilities. The ones in orange are free clinics. The remaining ones are doctor's offices.
You know, that might be the best place to go. I know we talked about former Rage doctors working underground, but I'm sure there's a doctor listed out there that Rage uses. He or she might even be former Rage.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Captain Fielder. That would be low profile.
Lenora, you've been pretty quiet. Do you have any thoughts?
You're all talking about what might be the best place to remove Wi-Fi circuit board. That's not really why I'm here. I'm here to help track down Lister.
And that's also why I'm here. But there are multiple bounties here, and we need to concentrate on the ones close by.
And we're assuming that the general and his guard are here? We don't know that. What we do know is that Lister is on his way to Titan 3, and we should be after him.
I understand how you feel, but there's no way we can catch up to him. I've messaged our 3 bounty hunters on Titan 3 and told them that he is most likely on his way.
There's no most likely about it. In that shuttle, Titan 3 is the only reachable destination. He's definitely on his way there.
I think we all know how you feel. This man ruined your life, and as long as he's out there, you're not safe.
I appreciate your concern, Captain Tam, but I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried that he could get away. There are a lot of places to hide on Titan 3.
Lenora, we have to prioritize our actions. We can't catch him in the Mercury. It's most likely that Hanukkah is still here, looking for a facility to remove the circuit board.
I know, I'm just very frustrated.
And that is perfectly understandable. Gabby, Joe Mack, and Marco are quite capable of tracking him. We need to concentrate on Hanukkah and then move on to Lister.
Agent Simon is right. I've had dealings with Rage in the past. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that when they want something, they don't give up. What does Hanukkah want? He wants that circuit board. What does Lister want? He wants to reform Rage and be its leader. That's going to take time.
He's right. Hanukkah is under a timeline to get that circuit board out of Wi-Fi. Lister has all the time in the world to reunite Rage.
I suppose you are all right. I just feel helpless waiting here while Lister's on his way back to Titan 3.
Think of it this way. If they are able to salvage Wi-Fi's circuit board, then they could use that to convince former Rage members that he was back and in charge.
And if they can do that, no one would be able to convince these former members that it was a lie that Wi-Fi was dead.
I know all of that, and it makes sense. You just have to understand that Lister was responsible for robbing me of my parents and my childhood.
I promise you, Lenora, we will bring him to justice. I won't rest until that happens. You can count on it.
Well, now that we've settled that, Tam and I will take these 3 main hospitals. Nate, you and Liam, these walk-in clinics, and Simon, Slane, and Lenora, these private practices.
I think that's doable.
Since these walk-in facilities are scattered all over the city,
Should we split up?
Take the northern sector together. You can get a feel of how difficult it is to get information. If it seems to go okay, then split up for the southern sector. Now, any questions?
This might sound a little bit off the wall, Jaffa, but could you get Georgia to call up the veterinary clinics on this map?
Vet clinics? I know these rage people are animals, but vet clinics?
I'm serious. I volunteer at a clinic back in London. Vet clinics have their own operating rooms right in the clinic. They just need to find a sympathetic doctor who will get the job done.
That's true. They would have what they need to remove the board.
And they won't be operating on anything alive.
Most of these clinics fly under the radar. I don't have an ethics committee breathing down their necks.
Georgia, please include any animal hospitals or clinics.
I have highlighted vet clinics in yellow.
Can you eliminate the ones that were in business before Rage arrived?
Eliminating.
And that leaves four.
Since most private practices do not have surgical facilities on site, I think we should start at these clinics.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Once you check these four, you can investigate the older ones.
I think that's a good plan. Georgia, please send this layout to each of our personal devices.
Done.
All right, everyone. We'll communicate on Tacum 1. Let's move out and happy hunting.
Master Hanukkah, do we have a destination yet?
What is the condition of our package?
There's almost 20 standard minutes of charge left. After that, we will only have a safe temperature for about 15 minutes.
I know that the Mercury is here, and most likely their whole crew. We need to find a facility soon, or all will be lost.
If they are here, I'm sure they'll be checking all of the hospitals.
We don't need a hospital. We just need something a little better than a butcher shop. Once the circuit board is removed, we need a more permanent container to keep the neural cells alive.
Where are we going to find something like that?
I know that there are some former Rage doctors here in Titan City. We'll pay them a visit and see if we can persuade them to help us.
Persuade? Just how persuasive do you want me to get?
Just enough to get the job done.
I am looking forward to that. There is something else that I am looking forward to as well.
And what would that be?
Settling a score I have with a certain bounty hunter.
The one called Gabby? Yes, I too have a score to settle. We wouldn't be in this mess if she would have stayed out of it. I should have taken care of her on that rooftop back on Kali.
I say once we take care of business, we find and take care of her.
Patience. In due time, we will settle this once and for all.
Ah!
What's wrong, Gabby? Was there a disturbance in the Force?
Yeah. Did Yoda reach out to you?
Yeah, something like that.
What? Did you have some sort of premonition or something?
If it involves one of us dying, don't tell me. I want it to be a surprise.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. How can it be a surprise if you're dead?
Okay, well, you've got a point there. So, Gabby, what made you gasp like a fish out of water?
I'm not sure. I just got an uneasy feeling.
Is it because Lister is most likely on his way here? If he is, we can handle it. No worries there.
I'm not worried about him. If I can face those Death River monsters, I can face a weak old man like him.
Yeah, he had muscle with him all of the time.
He'll have at least 6 escapees with him. So we need to consider him some sort of threat.
Look, Gabby, there's no need to worry about Lister. It'll be a while before he ever reaches Titan 3 here. We've plenty of time to prepare for him.
It's not him. It's not Lister or his happy dwarves.
Then who is it?
Hanukkah. He's coming after me. I can feel it.
Will Hanukkah find a way to remove the circuit board and go after Gabby? Will Sam be able to get more information from Bishop and Korski? Will Jaffer's team catch Hanukkah in Titan City? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Circuit City.